Hey, my name is Caleb. Thanks for coming back. It's time for Spirit Stories.
You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that.
All right, look, here's something you need to know about me. I'm a sucker for time travel. Give me a movie or a TV show or a book where time travel is an option, and I am hooked. I am in for the long haul. I'm looking at you, Doctor Who. But traveling into the past, that's not a reality in our world, right? Well, maybe not for us. But as my friend Allison discovered, time doesn't limit Jesus.
Hi, my name is Allison. This is my spirit story. A few weeks ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, just sharing some struggles I was dealing with, just some stuff that was heavier on my heart. And she began to tell me about this lady who comes to town that was coming in a few weeks. And she does counseling. She was explaining it to me. It was more like a doctor's appointment. Like if you go get a health checkup, you know, this was more like an emotional checkup. So I went and there were two women in there with just a desk and comfortable chairs. And they asked me my name and is there anything you'd like to share with us? And I said, I can kind of tell you some big hitters. I'm not really struggling immensely with them right now. I've come a long way on my healing journey, but these are some things that are kind of bubbling up here and there that I feel like I'm wondering why I'm still struggling with some of the same issues. And some of those had to do with food. Like I've had an eating disorder and I've been on a healing journey probably 8 to 10 years on that. But there's still like thoughts that creep in and different struggles that I face. And, you know, just like, why can't this be gone? Like, what is the root of this? And I said, I've had, you know, like food has been a big thing in my family. It's how we celebrate. It's how we emotionally eat. And so that was one thing that I brought up. And she said, well, do you think that your family and you really deal with a spirit of or a fear of rejection? Well, I said, you named it. I said, that's the thing. I've dealt with rejection before. And I feel like I've walked through forgiveness with that and repented of it. But it's the fear of rejection. It's like I'm anticipating getting rejected. So the fear of rejection was really the thing that she nailed. And I felt so much relief just even hearing my feelings put to those words. And so she said, well, have you ever experienced something called inner healing? I had not heard of that term before. So she said, well, what this is, you know, we start praying for you. And then we ask God and the Holy Spirit to remind you of a memory. And it could be recent or it could be from childhood where you first felt some rejection. And so they started praying. And so I closed my eyes and was just like sitting there thinking and really just waiting for the Lord to prompt me for something. And I remembered a time back in third grade when a boy named Brian looked at me and he said, you have such a big nose. We could play basketball with your nose. It's like a ball sitting on the end of your nose. And I just remember that image, like that first time I ever felt like I wasn't enough. I wasn't okay. Like there was something wrong with me. She said, now I want you to imagine yourself in that situation again in the same room in your elementary school. And she said, I want you to invite Jesus into that moment. So I thought about it and I just pictured myself there. I can still picture Brian saying these things to me. She said, okay, where's Jesus right now? And I said, he's standing right beside me. His shoulder is kind of right beside mine. And he's looking at Brian and he's looking at me. And I can just see almost him covering my ears, like saying, no, like, don't let this sit here. Don't believe this. And she said, okay, now I want you to imagine Jesus wrapping his arms around you. And so I did. I imagined him facing me and putting his arms around me and almost me resting my head on his shoulder. I could smell his hair. I could smell his presence. I just felt so safe. I felt so protected. And I almost feel like he was saying, don't believe this. Don't believe this. I've made you perfectly. I've created you in my image. And so it was just a very calming time, a time where I just felt his presence. And I actually felt my body get warm. I felt a tingling in my hands, and I just felt like something released. I felt like something was gone, like that moment was redeemed, and that I didn't believe that lie about myself anymore. I actually started like laughing a little bit and feeling just like I was that third grader, just loving who I was and coming back to life. I just felt more free. I felt like God wanted me to go back to that place as a child, and he wanted to redeem my soul. He wanted to redeem some of the things and lies that the enemy has used, whether they were innocently shared or intentionally shared to cut me down, and he wants to restore me. It's been a few weeks, maybe a month even, and I have felt different. Like, I've walked into relationships and situations where I before would have felt like rejection was coming on, and I feel free. Like, I feel more confident and safe. And so that was amazing. And she said, like, I said, can I do this again? Like, can I do this by myself? Can I do this with other people? And she said, you can do this whenever you want. She said, it's sometimes great to have friends with you to do this, but like the Lord wants to go back and redeem some of those things, that those memories that you've had as a child, and make good on them. This experience has taught me that God is my protector, that he was there every moment. There was nothing hidden from him. And then I can feel safe going back to him and laying this down. It's no surprise to him, and he's ready to redeem it.
How awesome. Allison, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. Interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. You can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question, or concern, and if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Stories is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.